So the more observant amongst you will have noticed that we've talked quite a lot about the six element practice, but we haven't actually done it yet. So perhaps the time has come. And all these practices are very rich, so there are lots of like paths through them that you can take. So whatever happens now will be just one way of doing the practice. So we'll start by letting everything rest, everything settle. Coming as much as possible into our present experience. Drawing on the support of the earth, really savoring that stability and support of the earth element. As a foundation for our practice. From that stable base, letting the body rise up let's see if we can have a sense of the body as both upright and centered. Centered, so we're not pushed and pulled. Now coming into our heart center, as much as possible. Feeling into a motivation for doing the practice, which connects to what our heart longs for. We want to be free. The practice can help free us. We want to know and understand. The practice can help us know how things are. We want to love and be loved. The practice can help us not to feel separate, isolated, cut off from life. So we're supported by the earth, we're centered. We've connected the practice with what we really care about, what's really important to us. So now let's start to explore our experience. And first off, let's feel into the body. Finding all those aspects of our experience which are solid, which are resistant. Feeling into skin and bone and muscle. Teeth and nails. And this experience has the same qualities as we find in the world outside. In trees and rocks, and carpets and mugs. Now being aware of how these solid aspects of our experience have come from the world outside. We took them in. There's pasta, hummus, salad, and so on. Being aware of the whole process of exchange, taking in, giving. giving back, taking in more, giving back. So all these seemingly solid aspects of our experience are part of a process of conditions. Part of the flow of life. And there's nothing about them that we can finally claim as I or me or mine. One day when we come to die, that will become very clear. So we can appreciate, we can value, we can enjoy this experience. But we can't hold on to it. It's not I or me or mine. Not my bones, my muscles. My teeth, my nails. So we relax around them. We let go of identifying with them. The experience is still there, but we're sitting completely easy in relation to the earth element in the body. So we don't have to worry about them, don't have to be concerned. when the day comes when we give them back, that will be fine. Because they're not I, they're not me, they're not mine. So we relax into, we savor the freedom of not clinging on to the earth element. We can now also be aware of all the flowing aspect of our physical experience. How much can we feel directly? Saliva in the mouth? Maybe some sense of the blood flowing. Where we can't feel directly, if we want, we can add in other things that we know. Urine and lymph and so on. This flowing aspect of our experience, as we know, is also in the world outside. Oceans and rivers. All kinds of flowing experience. If feeling a sense of connectedness, almost a kind of solidarity. These elements in the body and the elements in the world. And there is a connectedness, there is a solidarity, because we're constantly in process, regularly in process of taking in fluids, drinking them in, or breaking down food into liquid, and giving it back. Through sweat, through urine. These fluids in our body are part of the flow of life. And how they are at the moment is just one way, one form that they can take. There's nothing permanent or fixed about them. One day when we die, they'll go back into the world around. There's nothing that's I or me or mine. Not my blood, my saliva. So really feeling this, really taking this to heart. We let go of identifying, which is only going to end in tears. We rest in that freedom, not being caught up, not having worries or concerns about the water element. Now the fire element. The same principles apply, so maybe we can go a little quicker. So we can feel the warmth of the body. Maybe a little too warm, maybe a little chilly. The body has a certain temperature. This temperature of the body isn't an isolated phenomenon. It's a total interaction with everything around. Heat from the sun, heat from people around us as we sit here. Heat from the lights. Constant exchange. There's nothing about this fire element in the body which is permanent or lasting or which we can hold on to or claim as our possession. And when we die, heat will radiate away, and the body will grow cold. So it's not my heat, my temperature. So we let it go. Can experience it, can enjoy it. But it's not I, it's not me. It's not mine. We can't own it. How could we own a process like that? We enjoy the freedom of not being concerned, not being caught up with the fire element. Now being aware of the breathing. Taking in and giving out. taking in some of the air which is all around us. Like in the wind that's blowing around Adishtana. And giving it back. And this breath doesn't know that it's my breath. Just an idea we have. And one day, we shall breathe in, breathe out, and not breathe in again. So nothing about this process, this conditioned process of exchange, is I or me or mine. We can't finally control it. There's no need to. So we let go by identifying with it and relax. Letting life be king. We can feel, have a sense of the space that the body occupies. Maybe we have a sense of the space around us as somehow my space, our personal space. But all the time we're moving around. As it were, borrowing space. And one day, after our death, when earth, water, fire and air, all the constituents of the physical body have scattered, there'll be nothing we can point to, nothing we can say. This is my space. So it never really is my space. It's just a useful provisional way of thinking sometimes. It's not how things really are. So we let it go. We give it up. Seeing that it's not really I or me or mine. We relax and just rest in that freedom of not holding on to the space element. If we explore our experience more, we also find all the movements of mind, our mood, our emotions, words, pictures, memories, fantasies. If we look at our experience right now, they're changing. Things are arising and passing away. Sometimes subtly, sometimes very obviously. If we really feel into and see that process, it's nothing stable. Just flow and dependence on conditions. It's not I or me. even these thoughts and emotions, don't know that they're mine. So there's nothing in all our experience that we can hold on to . There's no need. We can appreciate all this experience without tightening around it, without closing down around it, without claiming it as our territory. We can really relax . Let everything be free. Let everything be open.